It's now time for Timberwolf Talk, brought to you by Merchants and Planners Bank.
Hello, this is Tim Cunningham, one of the ag teachers here at Cedar Ridge High School in Newark, Arkansas, doing the Timberwolf Talk for you today. Going to let you know a little bit about what's been going on in October and a very busy month, and then what we've got coming in November. We started the month at the end of September and the 1st of October. We started at the Arkansas Youth Expo in Fayetteville, Arkansas, exhibiting livestock. We had kids show cattle, sheep, and lamb, and did very good. That's a very competitive show, and we stayed in the middle to the upper echelon of that and did well. The kids did an excellent job showing their livestock and representing our school very well. Then we moved on to the middle of the month and went to the Little Rock to the Arkansas State Fair, where students also exhibited cattle and sheep and goats. Again, did good. We had Mia Magnus that finished in the top five in her age category for showmanship. We had Taylor Gavin that was the reserve champion shorthorn bull. And then Abby Teague, a senior here, that was reserve champion Charlet composite. Had a lot of other kids that did well in their classes, won some classes, got second in some classes. Very highly competitive show. And we're proud of all them and how they represented our school and our program. And then at the end of the month, we went to the national convention in Indianapolis, Indiana, where we took 16 kids and four adults and visited the national convention, the 97th national convention, and got to see several guest speakers that were able to motivate kids in everything about life, but also in agriculture. And the kids got to visit a large expo center that had all kinds of choices for them throughout life that they could do, career paths, colleges, all kinds of things. And of course, the girls like the shopping cart too. So we had a good group, had an excellent turnout for that, and made it safely there and back. And that pretty well took up all the month of October. Spent a lot of hours on the road with students and proud to be their ag teacher and the way that they represented our school. Now we're moving on to November now that we're got the month started, and we've got a Boston Butt fundraiser going right now that if you would like to order one, you can order by November the 20th, and then pickup will be November the 26th here at the school. That's the week of Thanksgiving. This has been an annual event that does very well. We can only cook 150 butts, so if you're interested in that, please get in touch with one of our FFA members or me pretty soon. You can see that on social media also. We've got Mr. O'Shields, our other ag teacher, that's got students that will be competing at the leadership development events over in Newport coming up. I believe it's the week of the 23rd, and they will be competing there in speaking contest, public speaking, creed speaking, and a group contest where they discuss business meeting type, like a parliamentary procedure type team, but a little different in debating and stuff. So we're proud that he's got that going, and they're going to wish them luck as they prepare for that. And those are the things we've been doing and ongoing, and then what we're looking forward to. We appreciate all the support from our community and our school for our program. We want to also give a shout out to the Farm Bureau of Independence County, which has been sponsoring an Ag Student of the Month this year. We appreciate that and their support throughout the year.